Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you for your word today. We are so blessed. You have sent your word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Jesus. And your word raised him from the dead. And you sent your word, and it's healed us. And we receive your word this morning, and we give you the praise and the honor, and we are privileged to walk in it and believe it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Would you join me in welcoming Brother Bill Winston to this broadcast today?
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. How much I appreciate you coming,
well,
man.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Brother.
I know. You know, Bill's out there going like this, and I'm out there going like this. But God is working his plan.
Yeah.
The word of the Lord came to me back a year ago. And he said, I want you to attack that Ebola virus. He said, you're going to stop that in the spirit. You can't stop it in the natural without a lot of people dying. And it already gotten too far. And I received that and did that by faith. And our team and our operation in Liberia, right in that area where it started, it was so bad. Our team, they ministered to people. They worked among them. And we believed God and bought and sent them an ambulance and put in there because there was nobody else helping. Bill, hey, none of our people, it didn't touch none of our people. And the thing stopped right there. Just days after you and I set ourselves in agreement, and it just snapped into my thinking when we were talking about this. God's working his plan. He's working his plan today. And there are reasons why you're watching this broadcast. So I was scheduled to preach in London with Brother Mark Cerullo. And when I got... I got there and I looked. Well, look at this. I'm to preach right after Bill Winston. Well, Bill's on his way to Africa. I didn't know he was going to be in London. So, and I'm sitting up there on the platform and he is preaching on faith, glory to God. I got so, well, by the time he got through, I'm drinking gunpowder soup, man. You know, I'm ready. And the Lord said, get up there with him right now and the two of you, take that thing down. Take that Ebola spirit down. So we just did that. Now things happen in the spirit realm. And then as people use their faith, they pull what's going on in the spirit realm. They pull it down into the natural realm and it begins to function. Well, it worked immediately in our place,
right,
because
there.
We were already believing God Liberia. So, but it started in. People started getting healed from it. People started getting delivered. Glory to God.
See, all those spiritual things really are superior to this natural world. And the natural world, it counts on the spiritual world for its existence.
That's it.
And you and I got up there. You came up there. I finished preaching now, and you came there and said, wait a minute. God is telling me, let's attack that. We did that, and you didn't hear much of anything from that after that day.
That's right.
That's right. Brother Copeland.
Think about this like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is his riches and glory. All of it. You have no idea. You, me, nobody, no human brain has the capacity to have any idea. It's beyond what we can ask or think how rich you are and how eternally. But That's just hanging right here. It takes faith to bring the Word took upon itself flesh and dwelt among us. Now the Word will take upon itself finances and they'll dwell among us. Faith will take upon itself healing and dwell among us. The all of this marvelous, He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And He's able to make all grace abound towards us. And it's by faith, so that it might be by grace. Grace has already done this in spite of all the sin. So, but what we're going to be talking about faith here now. And we're going to find out how to use, take our faith and get up here and snatch me one of them. we get in there and we snatch that new church building. We grab hold of what's on the table there that's already been set aside for the Winston Ministries and the Winston family and the Winston faith dynasty.
And it's already there.
It's already there. Preach myself happy. We ain't been here 10 minutes.
Well, I just thought that we'd talk about faith this week.
Yes, sir.
And basically, you know, how to get it, what it is, and how to turn it loose, as Brother Hagin used to say, you know, how to make it work for you. And because I think there's a lot of people who maybe don't know what faith is, then we can cover that. And then other people who don't know how faith comes, and then we can get that covered. But then a lot of people, they're sitting on that faith. Once they get it, they need to act on it, speak on it, whatever, to turn that faith loose so it can do the work for them. That's what we're going to talk about here.
I heard someone said to my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, they said, Brother Roberts, I need some help. And she said, my husband is sick and we got to have some help. And she said, now, he's got faith. He's got, if I remember right, she said, he's just got all kinds of faith. He said, that's the problem. She said, what? He still got it. Now, when you was there, you probably heard him him say that when you was at the war.
Yes, indeed.
And I thought, where is he going with this? He said, he's got it. He needs to release it. Release his faith. Bill, it exploded in my thinking. I thought, well, certainly. But how do you do that? that's where we are. That's what we need to do for this next 2 weeks.
That's what it is, because it's easy. I mean, a child can do it. I mean, a young folk can do it. It's not something real complicated, and people have tried to complicate this. You know, religion always complicates everything.
Well, that's true.
And so religion hates faith. And so what happens is we've got to take this faith, let's break it down and show you how different people operated in it. And then I think the audience will see that it's easy, that if they're born again, they can put faith to work during the broadcast, can put faith to work right there and receive some things that perhaps they've never received before.
Praise God.
So
where you want to start?
Let's start at Mark chapter 4. Now, this is where Jesus is talking about the sower soweth the word. So we've heard that before, but now let's go on down here to verse 35. He says, "On the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, he was asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, they said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind. He said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Now how is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
The faith man.
The faith man.
He's a faith man.
See, yeah. Now, if they couldn't have done that, he wouldn't have said to them, well, now, why didn't you do this? I don't understand. You need to wake me up. Where is your faith? And on this way over, somehow, the enemy had stolen their faith. So faith becomes the number one target of the devil.
Sure.
Because they were moving to a part of their destiny. And as people of God are moving from one level of their destiny to another, the thing that's under attack is going to be the faith. Because that's the only way we can stop the devil from stopping us, is that we have to develop faith. Now, so he's after it. And with theirs, he stole all of it. This thing wasn't trying to make the faith stronger. That devil was trying to steal it. And he stole. Why is it that you have zero faith? What happened to it?
My.
So this is a key for us as we get in here. This is where we want to start. What did he speak to first? He spoke to the wind first, then to the sea. So the idea about that is that a lot of times when people are carnal or they don't operate in faith, they're still trying to fix the problem in the natural realm,
mm-hmm.
which it has not been addressed in the spirit realm, that where the church is supposed to be active. This is where we're supposed to address those problems, right there in that spirit realm.
The spirit part of it is where the root is.
That's where the root is. Now, with that, let's just go over to Mark chapter 11, because that's what he talked about, and he actually uses the word, the root. Now, as we start here in Mark chapter 11, and let's start at verse 12. He says, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And he saw a fig tree far off having leaves. He came, if haply he might find anything thereon. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus entered and said to it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard him." Dropping down to verse 19. "And when the evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, he said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you curse is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God." Now, of course, we've also seen the Greek of that, have the God kind of faith. But I add another degree of understanding to that when I say this, have God's faith.
That's right.
Now, as we get born again, we have his love. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We have his righteousness. We have his life.
Mm-hmm.
We have his wisdom. Well, everything.
His mind. We have the mind of Christ.
So if that be the case, why not don't use your car? Here, use my car. Don't use your faith. Don't use human faith. Use the faith of God. Use my faith. Because that faith will move a mountain.
Yes, it will.
This is the faith I'm giving you now.
Yes, it will.
This is the faith that I want you to hold on to, because that can fix anything. It can fix anything in our cities. It can fix anything in our families. It can fix anything in our health. It can fix anything. Marriages, anywhere. That's exactly right.
It's all there.
It's all there. And faith is the way we appropriate this. And it's the only way. So the just have to live by it. Get some healing, get some marriage situations settled, get some jobs, get some so forth. It doesn't make any difference. Let me use an example here. Because I said that material things are all controlled by the more powerful world of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we operate in faith, we're operating in spiritual power, and it goes to the root, because Jesus spoke to the unseen first. He spoke to that wind.
Mm-hmm.
Then he spoke to the seen. So he had to do this thing in the order by which he could get the maximum results in this thing.
I see it.
Now you see
no way that water can move around without the wind to blow.
There you go.
That's it.
Couldn't move.
That's right.
Now, let me give you an example of this, and I can use my wife, Veronica, and this example. All right, we're down to ORU. So she was trying to find employment there while I was going full time.
You're going to school there. You're going to graduate school there, full time.
So here she was, went around all the jobs, and people were getting laid off. They said, sorry, Ms. Winston, people getting laid off by the hundreds.
Now, what year was that?
That was 1986.
Well, that was right in the middle of a financial
mess.
That
is exactly
what the economy
people getting laid off. Yeah. All right, so what happened was, she came back. I said, well, sweetheart, let's see what's laid up for us. And we went in here and found out, my God, she'll supply all your need. And we went there, we found out that these employment is laid up. Everything you would need, he's already provided. So now we got to appropriate faith for it. Well, how does faith come? One way.
Yeah, one way.
By the word of God.
Yes, sir. Romans 10.
Romans 10:17. So what happened? We got the word on it. She took that word and she put different scriptures all over the house on 3x5 car. Brother Copeland, all over. Open refrigerator, redeemed from a curse. Go in the bathroom, you know, my God, just supply all your, it's everywhere. So what happened next? She's saying that. So as she started saying that, God spoke to me. He said, baby, God spoke to me. I said, he told me that if you can put down the job that you want, we can be specific about this. She said, okay. She said, I want the job in computers, like we came out from IBM. I want it done 10 minutes from the house, this kind of salary, I want a car with it. Put all that down. Now, understand, this is in the midst of a famine,
mm-hmm.
but all this is laid up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened? Then he started confessing that, and this brother came over to the house. He was a classmate of mine. Hey, Sister Veronica, is Brother Bill in? She said, yeah, he's in the house. She was on the front lawn. By the way, you got your job yet? She said, I sure do. He said, where is it? She said, I don't know where it is, but I got it. Now, understand what she was speaking. She was speaking faith, and faith often puts you in a place of ridicule because people don't understand faith. You're talking from another level.
Way down here.
It's way down here.
They don't see this.
That is exactly right.
But we looked in the Word.
That, and there it is.
So that's where my talk got to be.
It's got to be from the Word.
Oh, man.
So now here comes what happened. So then, actually, she went in there and I came home from school and she was making soup. I said, man, that soup smells good. She said, that's not for us. I said, who's it for? She said, I was a friend down the street, my classmate. She said, he's falling on some hard times here in the family. Man, now that's a sacrifice seed. That she said, boom, next thing happened, 2 or 3 days later, phone rang. Yes, hello? Yeah, it's Mrs. Winston? Sure is. Boom, gave her the phone. She got the phone. Yes, yeah. And she hung the phone up. She said, this is a guy that got hired at one employment agency. Says he thinks he's got something for me. This is still in the middle of a famine now. Understand, the word is working, because once she released that faith, it's taken over. And so what happened next? She went and interviewed for the job. She came back and said, how do we do, baby? She got the card. Watch this now. I said, how far is it from the house? She said, about 10 minutes from the house. She went on down the list. I said, how about a car? She said, well, they told me to go pick up a new Buick. I said, well, understand. So all that came with operating by faith. In the middle, where the world has a famine, we got all this stuff laid up for us. Now, watch this. I said, well, where did the job come from? She said, they moved in town from Denmark. Now, I want you to see this. Faith can move a company 10 minutes from your house to supply you a job. Watch this. And all the other birds come and lodge under the branches. See, everybody else got employed.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're helping the whole economy. Now one lady can help a city rebuild its economy. I'm taking
glory.
I'm taking it all away. I'm trying to see how powerful this is. Because we're talking about a faith that a lady can have, a widow can have, a child can have, a youth can have. We want to go through all of that. Because some people are trying to write themselves out and say, well, I don't know whether I could do that. Well, it's not your faith. It's His faith given to you.
That's right.
You own that faith.
Man.
Isn't this powerful?
It is powerful.
So I'm saying this is the way we want to start this week. We want to cover this faith this week. So when we get done this week, that people be so full of faith, they'd be speaking the pocketbooks on the kitchen table and everything else, watching this get transferred from the invisible into this visible realm.
That's the dominating power.
That's it.
Of the Word
Ooh,
of
my
God
goodness.
Turned into faith by believing. Think about the prophet Micah said, a virgin's going to have a baby in Bethlehem. 715 years later, that baby was born in Bethlehem right on the second that God had it planned. Now look what the Word had to do.
He had to move around all kinds of things. He had to rearrange the earth.
For 715 years.
My goodness.
For that, they had to have a tax thing right on time to get them to Bethlehem. Now, this same dominating power is available in our inner man. This is an inner man issue. In our inner man. The same power, the same faith, the same words, the same God, the rock of our salvation. It's His faith, and we're out of time. Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.